Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Your Birth Bestie podcast. You are listening to episode 57, all about using a fetal Doppler during pregnancy. And we are going to be talking about the pros and cons and also some practical tips on using a fetal Doppler in pregnancy, because many moms have actually recently reached out asking if they should purchase a Doppler to listen to baby's heartbeat before their first prenatal appointment. And this is also something that moms want to do between prenatal visits or as they get closer to delivery for reassurance purposes. And my initial advice, my short answer, is not to do this. I don't think it's necessary, but I also want to explain my thoughts about maybe why you would want to, or what you should know if you maybe choose to, but also why I don't personally recommend it to all moms. I received a good amount of negative feedback from this topic a few times that I've posted about it on social media about fetal Doppler use in pregnancy, especially from moms that have experienced previous losses and need that reassurance during their current pregnancy, which I promise I will get into more during this episode because, like I said, my short answer is no, I do not recommend fetal Dopplers to everybody, but of course it is not just as simple as that. Nothing is black and white. And giving you all of the information to make the best choice for you is really the ultimate goal here. So please stick around. And if you're interested in this topic, I hope you enjoy this episode. Hey there, I'm Beth Connors, a midwife and mom of two, but also your birth bestie. In this podcast, we'll dive deep into everything you need to feel confident, prepared, and in control, from baby bump to delivery room, from practical tips to personal stories. We'll cover it all so you know exactly what to expect every step of the way. Let's get into it. So let's first talk about what is a fetal Doppler. And a fetal Doppler is a handheld ultrasound device that is made to detect and monitor your baby's heartbeat during pregnancy. It works by using high-frequency sound waves, essentially allowing you to listen to your baby's heartbeat in the comfort of your own home or during those routine prenatal visits in the clinic. It is important to monitor baby's heart rate throughout your entire pregnancy because it is actually an indicator of how well your baby is doing and can give us a lot of information about their health and really their overall development. By regularly listening to your baby's heartbeat at each of those visits, any concerning changes in the pattern or rate might be able to detect a potential abnormality early on. So yes, it is important to monitor baby in general throughout your entire pregnancy, but let's talk about specifically you monitoring at home with a fetal Doppler. So first, there are benefits of using a Doppler, including increased reassurance, early detection of possible concerns, like I just mentioned. And of course, it's a moment as well to bond with your baby. Probably the most common advantage of using a Doppler is that increased reassurance piece that it offers to expecting parents. If you are a mom that is having anxiety in pregnancy or is really worried about loss, especially in that first trimester, whether you have experienced a previous loss or not, it absolutely can be a stressful time when you're not sure what is going on with your baby. Being able to hear your baby's heartbeat can definitely be comforting and kind of get rid of any of those worries and also be a reminder that your baby is doing well and that there is a heartbeat and they are developing. There are parents who listen every single day and it becomes part of their routine, making them really just feel better regardless of all of those uncertainties of pregnancy that might be overwhelming. One thing to note that we will talk about at the end is not to expect, though, to hear baby's heartbeat on the Doppler until at least 10 weeks, maybe even closer to 12 weeks. And then beyond that emotional reassurance piece, I also wanted to talk about another benefit, which is the early detection of a potential concern about baby. By regularly monitoring baby's heart rate, you and your provider can identify irregularities or abnormalities that could potentially indicate a problem. It could be a sudden change in a heart rate pattern or the absence of movement. These warning signs do prompt medical intervention when necessary and wouldn't be something that you should be assessing on your own at home. And I wanted to talk about this later on too, so we will cover it, about how there are limitations to this reassurance piece and knowing when to call your provider and when to be cautious is really such an important piece of this as well. There's also the obvious bonding component that can really help parents stay positive and enjoy their pregnancy. Listening to the heartbeat with your partner can definitely help both you and your partner become connected to the baby, and can also be a way for dads to feel more deeply involved in their baby before birth. So, yes, there are benefits in using a fetal Doppler, from providing emotional reassurance and early detection of issues to creating a deeper bond between parents and also their unborn baby. Fetal Dopplers can possibly play a role in helping expectant families enjoy their pregnancy, and I definitely think there is a time and place for them, but I also have my reservations and wouldn't go on recommending it for just everybody. And for that reason, let's talk about the cons of using a fetal Doppler at home. And one really big concern is the risk of false reassurance that Dopplers may provide for parents. You might hear that comforting sound of a steady heartbeat, which can mask those underlying issues that potentially might be there, that could lead to a false sense of security. Sometimes a heartbeat that seems normal may not accurately reflect how your baby is really doing. And the reassurance that parents could get could actually delay them to seek medical attention for a genuine concern that they might be having. And then that could go on to impact the health of either mom or of baby, which we don't want. Examples of this are if you're at the end of your pregnancy and your baby might not be moving as much, or something just seems off, they're moving differently, and parents might choose to use that Doppler for a reassurance just to see if baby's heart rate is in a normal range. And baby's heart rate might seem fine to an untrained professional, but there have been times when mom's heartbeat is mistaken for baby's, and you know, concerns are disregarded despite that decreased fetal movement, or baby's heart rate seems within that normal range, but it is not what we would call a reactive heart rate. So these are all concerns that potentially could happen if we are, you know, disregarding the feelings that we're having or what we're experiencing, and then just writing it off if the Doppler is showing baby's heart rate is all good to go. So it's just an example that there is other assessment pieces that go into not just the number on the Doppler that says baby's heart rate at that exact moment. It's important for parents to not only rely on the Doppler of how their baby is doing, but also following up with their provider when they do have concerns. This is the most important piece if you do choose to use a Doppler at home. The next point I wanted to make too is that even though fetal Dopplers can help with reassurance, like we just talked about before, they can actually do the opposite and make parents' anxiety worse. This can be from things like having a hard time finding your baby's heart rate when you are really early in your pregnancy and you're just really eager to hear your baby's heartbeat for the first time. Of course, it's an exciting moment, but it can cause a lot more anxiety in this moment that's supposed to be so special and so memorable. It can also be in general just based on baby's positioning even further along, or if you notice a difference in their heart rate pattern and think it might be a cause for concern but aren't really sure. It could also leave you just feeling overall really worried and then having to go seek reassurance from your OB clinic more regularly than maybe what is actually necessary, because you're always wanting to check in and make sure everything's okay. And this can cause anxiety and false alarms that something is wrong when it's not, which just overall sounds so stressful. And I've seen this happen many times, and it's really detrimental to a woman's experience of her pregnancy. It is really hard because many moms want to use a Doppler for reassurance, right? But then when they use it, they actually become more worried and sometimes can be even borderline obsessive about checking in on baby multiple times per day just because they can and they have this Doppler, and just because, of course, they want to make sure everything's okay. That seems like really a lot to handle, honestly, and can be avoided by waiting to listen to baby until your prenatal visits and just trusting that your body and your baby are working together and not feeling like you need to constantly check in on your baby. There are probably variations of normal that we don't even know exist because nobody is monitoring their babies 24/7, 365, you know, well, for 40 weeks, I guess. It comes down to being mindful and trusting the process, and also some fear release work here might be helpful in order for you to let go of some of that control. The last piece that I wanted to talk about too is that concern for potential misuse and misinterpretation of the findings on a Doppler, because most people are not trained professionals with the training to assess and diagnose an actual concern. Fetal Dopplers are made to be part of your prenatal care and should ideally be used under the supervision of a healthcare professional who can then provide more information and education and guidance about what is found. There can be a risk of improper technique, incorrect placement of the Doppler, or even misreading the fetal heart rate pattern, leading to unnecessary anxiety, misdiagnosis, or false reassurance. And this is why I just want to really make it a point that parents should always consult with their healthcare providers before using a fetal Doppler and really work alongside of them and have those recommendations for safe and effective use of this device if you're going to use one. It really depends on your situation, and having somebody kind of guiding you along the way is super helpful for sure. And then this leads me to a few practical tips that I did want to mention if you have considered the pros and cons that I mentioned and then decide to move forward and use a Doppler at home. And it's completely a personal decision, and I'm all for giving moms all the information and all the options, giving them the benefits and the risks to then go and make the best choice for them and for their family, and then supporting them in whatever way I can. So I don't recommend it overall in a general sense, but again, there's a time and a place, and I just want families to feel fully informed and to have the best experience that they can. So the first tip is to be aware of the proper way to use the Doppler at home. You'll want to use a pretty generous amount of ultrasound gel on your belly that helps with the conductivity and reduces friction on your skin with the probe. And then you would place the Doppler probe gently on the lower part of your belly, moving it really slowly and kind of slightly changing angles to find the best spot where the heartbeat is the loudest. And it might take some time to find the baby's heartbeat, which is especially normal in those early weeks of pregnancy. So not to freak out, just giving it some time is usually all that's needed. And sometimes you don't find it, just like what happened to me when I was 10 weeks during this pregnancy. My midwife could not find it, and I was a little bit nervous, of course, but had to really get past the fact that it is common to not yet hear baby's heart rate on the Doppler at 10 weeks. I did have an ultrasound at 8 weeks and saw the heartbeat and heard the heartbeat, so I had to trust that everything was progressing normally. It was really no reason to worry. It was out of my control, and there wasn't anything different that I would do from that point than wait for my next appointment to try again. So I did my best just to completely forget about it and just trust that everything was okay. You also want to know that a normal fetal heart rate is typically between 110 beats per minute and 160, but this can also vary depending on how far along you are in your pregnancy and also how active baby is at that moment. It is a very fast, rhythmic thumping noise, like a galloping horse, which is also important to distinguish from mom's heart rate, which is usually much slower, although not always, and is more of a swishing or a whooshing sound. And then if something is outside of those guidelines that you have discussed with your provider after talking with them about using a home Doppler, you would want to seek further medical care. General warning signs would be a too fast or a too slow heart rate. If you notice baby isn't moving around like normal, or if you are unable to find baby's heartbeat after trying for a while. Fetal Dopplers are meant to be a tool really to supplement your prenatal care, not to replace those normal visits. So always follow up, even if you are hesitant. Really, your intuition matters so, so much. And that peace of mind too is helpful in these maybe scary situations when you are using a Doppler at home and you aren't exactly sure what to think of it, but you are, you know, using it alongside of your provider. I think that's the perfect balance between reassurance and also following up with a professional to make sure that, you know, things are still on track. Thank you so much for tuning in to Your Birth Bestie podcast today. I hope you have a better understanding of the pros and cons of using a fetal Doppler during pregnancy and agree that they should be used as tools alongside regular prenatal care. It is always my goal for families to feel able to make informed decisions about their prenatal care routine, really be at the center of their care, and also feel confident that they are able to have the best experience possible. Thank you again for being here, and I will be back with another episode next Tuesday. Bye, everyone.